Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your host, Jay Manley, from the School Days Podcast. As always, we thank each and every one of you for listening. If you guys want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/theschooldayspodcast is where we can be found. patreon.com/theschooldayspodcast is where we accept all donations. If you guys want to follow us on Instagram, the Instagram is schooldayspodcast92. Twitter is schooldays92 as well. As always, we always appreciate each and every one of you who listen. The numbers are still doing good, even when we do miss weeks like we did this last week, which we deeply apologize for. Aaron was on vacation, and I completely spaced it the last time. I forgot to make that known. So, yeah, apologize for that. But like I said, we definitely going to keep on coming with the podcast, and y'all keep on supporting it. Even in the weeks that we don't, y'all still, you know, listen and show love, and we're forever grateful. But without further ado, we're going to dip into this episode, and I hope you guys enjoy it. School Days Podcast. Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your host, Jay Manley, from the School Days Podcast. We are on episode 25. As always, we appreciate everybody who listens to us, and we got a guest today, man. Good friend from Pike. A good friend of me and Aaron, both, actually. Go way back, man.
For sure.
Mr. Aristotle. What's good, bro?
That's me.
AKA Stottle Pop by the ladies.
I'm not even going to say the last part like last time. I'm just kind of PG-rated. You know, I'm going to keep it PG-rated right now. We are gradually going to that move.
Let's get it.
Gradually.
Hey, man, it's good to have you on, bro.
It's always good to have me on too, man. It's real good. But when I gotta say something, big ups to Deja and Cooley for getting married.
Oh yeah.
Did also see that Deja lost her brother.
Yeah, condolences go out to them.
Yeah, really. So it's that's like family. Man. I know a close death made you think about your life. So that's.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. I wanted to give, you know, praying for their family.
I had the honor of getting to meet him too. He was at the wedding, so yeah.
He looked pretty young.
Yeah, I think he was 13, bro.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's prayers go out, man. I texted him earlier to see how he was doing, man. Prayers definitely go out, man.
That's crazy, man.
Let's go ahead and dip into the show. Hurricane season is upon us down south. Houston is fucked. Florida is pretty much fucked, on its way to being fucked. The islands.
Yep. Southern Florida, bad. You got Bahamas, all that stuff right there near the triangle.
Yeah, man.
Devastating the small islands, for real.
Yeah, for real. Especially that shit I seen. It was like a video of I think it was like the ocean was like gone. And I think you said earlier. Yeah,
see, it's like at this point, if I'm on an island, like I gotta build me a raft or something. If I know this is coming, I'm not staying.
Yeah, that's completely dead. I don't get why people stay neither, but.
I mean, some people don't have the resources to leave, you know.
Yeah,
it's expensive.
And everybody got legs though.
Man, he's gonna walk.
Are you going to die?
Where are you going to walk to if you're on an island?
It's anywhere far from death. Oh, you're talking about walk from an island. Yeah. That's why I said I'm going to have to build me a raft or gather some wood or something.
You can't just get
this life or death.
So you want to be like Mel Gibson and, well, no, that's Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Hey, this life or death. I'm doing it all, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Thoughts go out to, you know,
definitely praying for everybody out there in that situation right now. I mean, my mom and my stepdad, my little brother, they're out they're down there in Conyers, Georgia. And shout out to Abe too.
Man, he in Atlanta and stuff like that.
Yeah, because I've been seeing like pictures of like the Publix and stuff down there, and like all the water is like gone. For y'all who don't know, Publix is like a grocery store, but Yeah, like all the, it's like everybody's going in panic mode. And even Jalid today, who was on Xbox earlier, he said that the winds were so strong they blew the power out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm definitely praying, you know, for all my family and friends and everybody down there in Georgia. I hope they can, you know, find safe and find
good. Speaking of Publix, though, man, they got some nice subs. For real, for real. They got some real nice subs, man. For real. Like, they hit.
Oh, man.
They on a lighter note, but on on a with them,
you always
got to
shine some light on it.
Yeah, definitely.
Man, just to
definitely
keep it real light. But them subs, they hit, man. If anybody ever go to Publix, man, get you a sub. They fresh.
The subs are definitely on point. My cousin used to work at Publix. He hated that shit, though. You know, you got to, like, walk the groceries out, and they don't, you're not supposed to tip them neither.
Damn. Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Dude. Yeah, bro. Yeah. So he hated that shit. But, yeah, man, prayers go out to everybody who's being affected by this hurricane shit right now. In other news, Aristotle, I know you know a lot about this. DACA program.
Oh, yeah, man.
Okay, now, I've been seeing shit, and what I'm getting from it, mainly, because I don't know in full detail what it is, but the main thing I'm getting from it is that basically he's trying to get immigrants the fuck up out of here, basically.
Basically what he created, DACA program, allowed children... immigrants that basically were moved over here, he basically said, okay, y'all are citizens. Like, when your parents moved you here, basically, they said the average age is people around our age, like 24, 25.
Yeah.
And they said those people aren't affected by the immigration. They basically, he granted them citizenship. And now Trump is trying to take that away.
All right. Wow.
Barack was like, I'm not going to y'all for what y'all parents did, bringing y'all over here across the country. And Trump is like, basically, like, fuck that. Go back. They said that he's giving them a window to get a green card or get citizenship, renew, whatever you got. So.
Yeah, that's. Eric, how you feel about that shit, bro?
You know what? When it comes to immigration, I look at it as a lot of people are just now becoming quote unquote woke on this issue.
Correct.
I just put an article on my Twitter from Politico about how immigration standards from Trump is lagging behind Barack Obama. And a lot of people paint Barack Obama as this glorious guy. And I understand he's a really, really handsome guy. He wears nice suits. His wife is dark skin, and we don't see it in the public mainstream like that. But some Barack Obama's politics are very, very detrimental to American society, especially immigrants. You know, it was a time when they deported about 20,000 people, you know, in a month.
Yeah.
So, but from this program, from a Trump era, I mean, it's all go off of like white resentment. And a lot of people think that immigrants are taking their jobs when it's really not immigrants. It's more so corrupt politicians, people like on Wall Street and in Washington, D.C., but also globalization with this technological transformation from the working class economy to, you know, paying, you know, just robots to do our stuff. So I think that's really what people need to really realize, you know, things like that. So it's not really immigrants. It's more so people who control our economy not working for the people. They're just being corrupted in global globalization. It's hurting it too. So it's really sad, man. Like, a lot of these people, a lot of these children. I read a good article today on New York Times about the anxiety levels that come with being an undocumented immigrant in America, because you never know when that day will come when you might get deported by ICE. So
If we're being real here, I mean, it's not even the government's land in the beginning, in the first place, to be kicking people out.
It's really true.
That's what be blowing me.
Everybody's immigrants. If that's, you want to be technical.
Right, right. So are y'all going to leave too? Like, y'all get out too?
Exactly.
Go back to Russia. If they're going by that, Ireland, then everybody is out of here except for Native Americans.
Exactly. And I don't think motherfuckers really, really get that point, but I don't know. And I've been seeing some fucked up ass pictures. Go ahead, bro.
I think for one more point, when we think of immigrants, we only think of like people who speak Spanish, not people who speak like Creole or French from, you know, Africa or Haiti. Because a lot, when people from Haiti were getting deported in mass numbers, the world was silent. Yeah. But correct. Now that it's, but you know, we pick and choose when we want to be like
caring for someone. The Hispanics, let's keep it real. We're talking about Mexico here. They're the mass majorities. They take up most of the immigration population. Mm-hmm.
True. I mean, I always want people to look at it from a whole perspective, not just
that's a good point.
That's a good point too. Yeah, because you can't just pick and choose when you want to care about some shit. Like, it's got to be fair on all different levels. You know what I'm saying? So. I definitely agree with you there because, like you said, motherfuckers was silent when they was deporting Haitians. Hell, they be silent when they deport Africans too, bro. It's
a mug, man.
So,
and I just think it's just really crazy from just the standpoint of these are human beings who we're doing this to. I think a lot of people, if we asked a better question, like why are these people refugees in the first place?
Yeah.
And that's when you start getting into like imperialism of the United States and taking other countries' resources, and that makes you start to think deeply on subjects that you really don't care to think deeply on. So, but that takes a lot of brain power. A lot of people in America just don't care because it doesn't affect them.
Yeah.
So right, they're not on that level. No.
Exactly. So that's emotional proximity. I mean, it's everything overlaps into caring for somebody else, but people just don't give a fuck about that. So.
That's crazy. Yeah, man. Crazy,
man.
Prayers out to everybody who's being, affected by this DACA, D-A-C-A. Shit, man. It's really an unfortunate situation, man. And it's really fucked up when you see, pictures of, families and shit having to be torn apart because they're, scared.
Yeah, man.
Know?
They can't go to the hospital. Like they can't get mental health treatment. Like they're under that pressure. Like if I reveal myself to someone, I could be deported back to this country that has political violence and gang violence, drug cartels.
Yeah.
Dog, I went to Mexico. Big difference.
For real?
I bet. Like
maybe it was the part I was in, but just straight slums.
Yeah. Straight slums. The only thing that was nice probably was a resort. I'm guessing.
Exactly, yeah. If you go outside the resort, right, which is right around the corner, you in the slums, boy. You looking over your shoulder all day.
Damn. Yeah, see, that's fucked up. Oh, man. Yeah, prayers go out to everybody affected by that shit. We can go ahead and...
But I think when you look at slums, I think...
Oh, my fault. Arizona, my fault. Are you still...
I think when you look at like slums, I think a lot of people. This point in my life, I don't want to travel internationally right now. Yeah. I want to travel domestically, and I want to go to the poorest parts of whatever state I'm going to. Like if you come down here to DC, and you go east of the river, east of Anacostia, southeast, it's extreme impoverished. You see high infant mortality rates. You see high crime, poor. Standardized testing rates, but if you go to the more affluent parts, it's different. And you can cross racial lines when you talk about this, but it's just I don't know, man. I'm politically active.
I see. That's really good though.
Yeah, that's why I got you on here, bro.
So it all depends, man.
Yeah. We gonna go ahead and dip in the lame simp of the week real quick, and then we'll be right
go back. Ahead and give them that.
Now, let's let the whole wide world see. Which dumb fuck gets Aaron's lame stamp of the week? Fucking dumbasses. Y'all, every week, man, it's crazy we really got a segment for this shit. For dumb fucks like y'all. You're welcome. Alright, we're back with the lame stamp of the week this week. Aaron, go ahead and give it to him.
I'm going to give this one to Aisha McDuffie. And here's why. Aisha McDuffie, no one famous. She is a native of Des Moines, Illinois, which is basically Chicago. She's 31 years old, and she was charged with the death of her sister, Lakeisha McDuffie. So basically, as the article reads, Des Moines police have arrested the sister of a woman who was stabbed to death early Sunday in the city's 24th homicide of 2017. At approximately 1:14 a.m., Des Moines police department patrol officers and Des Moines Fire Department rescue personnel went to an apartment building to investigate a report of a stabbing. They found her with multiple stab wounds lying in a common area hallway, and then they took her to the hospital. She later died. And apparently they were visiting a relative in the apartment. So besides the article, what I'm seeing on social media, I haven't, you know, digged into more articles, but I'm hearing that it was like a setup rape type thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so she set her sister up to get raped?
Yeah, I haven't confirmed the rape, but I'm definitely seeing the setup. I've seen somebody say rape one time, but I definitely seen like set up probably like a good 6-7 times from people.
That's fucking wild, bro. Wow.
Yeah, her sister. So they said it was multiple stab wounds. She was pretty messed up. And then they like interviewed neighbors and stuff. And, you know, obviously it's a bad area of Chicago. Neighbors talking about, you know, I heard the screaming and I just thought it was a normal day like always. So I didn't call the police.
That's ridiculous.
That's what the lady said, for real. Yeah, the lady said that. She was like, you know, I'm just usually in the crib at the night because you don't know what is going to happen when those lights come on. But yeah, sure. So I'm going to give that stamp to her if, you know, it's allegedly, but I mean, signs point to her. So she get that stamp for now.
Yeah, I'm pretty, there's no reason why a motherfucker would put that on her if she didn't do it, bro. Sorry.
Yeah.
Especially if she's messing up.
Yeah, and it all happened within the past 24, 48 hours, something like that. So, wow. I mean,
so this is fresh.
Whatever evidence they had on her, they drew it up quick.
Yeah, this is fresh. Wow.
Yeah, this is fresh. I wonder why she did that.
Yeah, man, you can. It's crazy. Your own sister, flesh and blood. It's like.
That's crazy. Yeah, I can't really even imagine, like, I don't know. I don't be getting that motherfuckers be killing their family members like that, bro. Like, that's something I just don't get.
Man, they kill anybody.
Yeah, it goes back to your points. Like, you was talking about D.C., man. It's like, those areas, man, those are the areas that are being ignored. You know, this article, it'll be ignored next week.
I mean, just to kill another human being, like to take somebody else's life, I want to. What emotions and thoughts go through your brain to make you do stuff right like that?
I'm not gonna lie. The only thing I would kill for is my son. But it would have to be like a valid reason. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. But like just going out, just killing, just to kill, over like some money. You know what I'm saying? Or over just like no, bro. That's. You gotta be a sick motherfucker to really just have that in you like that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, family is the only thing that can push me to that limit.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Damn.
I guess we can go ahead and dip into music. Yes, sir. I'll let you take the floor on this, man. This is your beloved.
My beloved. Chill. He's only the greatest rapper of all time.
Oh my god!
I know who this is. Oh man! yeah. Back so, from high school. Oh.
Yeah. So,
oh man.
Apparently, you know, Weezy F baby,
man,
was you know, he suffered from multiple seizures. You know, so he had to take some time off of his tour. He's all right now, and he got to. They tried to, I forgot what city he was in. I want to say it was Las Vegas. Yeah, he had to cancel his Vegas show. He tried to make it, but they didn't want to release him in the, like, after the seizures or whatever. They said, you still need time to rest. So, he's such a workaholic. He wanted to go to that Vegas show, but they're like, nah, you got to sit here for, like, another day or so to, you know, get rest and all that. Because he suffers from seizures, you know. Everybody wants to blame it on the lean and all that stuff like that, but the real reason is he's epileptic.
Oh, I didn't know that about Lil Wayne.
You know, the number one cause of that is lack of sleep. And if you go back and watch the documentary, he do not be asleep 5 a.m. in the studio.
He do be up a lot.
People like that, you know, they just don't have that much time and gotta bounce out.
Yeah, I think it helps. I think it works as a cause, man. That lean ain't no joke, bro.
Yeah.
Well, I'm no doctor, so I can't say.
Oh, here you go.
Yeah,
according to you know what I know, it helps you sleep if anything. Definitely.
Yeah,
does.
But it also helps out with the seizures too, though, bro.
How do you know?
Bro, it's proven, bro. Didn't fucking Pimp C have a seizure? And die? I mean,
he didn't have a seizure. Oh, he died, but he's just overdosed. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Seizures. Well, I've seen certain cases.
Details.
Yeah, I've seen certain cases with lean that's like made motherfuckers have seizures though, or it's like helped cause it.
Yeah, they said they just walked up in his hotel and found him laying there, just suffering from that.
Yeah, man. I hope.
But he's cool now, though. He's cool. He was released, and he's back up and running on the tour.
Yeah, they say he's back in the studio, too, man.
Yeah, he was just in Indiana at the Summer Power Festival. He performed Got Money, I'm the One, Wasted, all that. Yeah.
Okay. I seen.
How long you been a Wayne fan, bro?
Oh, my fault. Go ahead.
How long have I been a Wayne fan? This is a good question right here. I love answering this. I've always liked Lil Wayne. I mean, Hot Boys and all that stuff. You know, I like, oh, that's Lil Wayne from the Hot Boys and all that. I was not a number one fan then. I became obsessed with his musical talent when Dedication 2 came out.
Oh, for real?
And then I stamped him when the Drop 3 came out. Like, okay.
Oh, Drop 3 was that. I remember bumping that through high school, man, through the hallway.
Drop 3. That and Drop 3 still holds up.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. So ever since then, you know what I mean? Been following him. I still listen to him to this day, even though, you know, it's obviously on a decline.
He ain't coming through, man.
It's all good. I accept it. I used to be in denial, like, man, he's still going harder than the you know, it's time. That time.
What about him and, like, what about Jay-Z? Because I feel like Jay-Z still giving us kind of like some bars, though.
Well, Jay-Z is able to drop music. That's the thing. We still haven't seen the Carter Five, so.
That's what I was going to say.
Jay-Z is his own boss.
He said some shit about he can drop the Carter Five whenever he wants to.
Yeah, whenever he wants to. He just want to make it right for the fans. We don't know how true that is either. That could just be to keep us on the edge of our seat.
You think he just
I haven't heard nothing.
Talking
Birdman,
shit.
Ted, nobody.
What you think of that Birdman stuff, man?
You think if he, Stottle, you think if he could drop the Carter Five, he wouldn't have did that immediately?
I think he would.
I mean, what I think on the Birdman stuff, y'all heard me say it before, it's just it's an unfortunate situation. I mean, you have the option of, you know, dropping another album of arguably the greatest album series ever. You know, I say arguably because I know people disagree with me, but.
Yeah.
Birdman, Snake of the Century, we know this. You know, go back to Hot Boys reference. Manny Fresh leaving Cash Money. Starlito leaving Cash Money. History repeats itself.
That still blows my mind when you tell me that, bro. I never knew he was signed to Cash Money, Starlito.
I just realized that myself.
Everybody thought Yo Gotti was signed to Cash Money. He never officially signed a contract. He was just affiliated with him, getting some management checks from. But Starlito was officially signed. He had to leave, you know.
And Currency was with Young Money, right?
Currency was with Young Money, but as you know, anybody who signed the Young Money signed a Cash Money, which is why Drake and Nicki can't get off their contract. That's why Birdman said they're not going nowhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Birdman still gets paid from Drake. Every time you hear that Drake single, Birdman's getting a piece of that.
So this in their contracts.
Wow.
They're locked in to Cash Money. There's no leaving.
So what type of lawyers are these guys hiring to read these contracts thoroughly?
I have no idea. Whatever it is, bro. I don't hear no complaints from Drake and Nicki, so... Whatever it is, it's like, you know what I mean?
I wonder how many albums they each have left on their deals with them.
On their contracts?
Yeah.
You know, some deals are sorted by albums. Some deals are sorted by, you know, a certain amount of
money.
Albums plus projects.
Oh.
Or money, yeah. Or advancements, you know. They got different contracts for everything. But, yeah. Lil Wayne,
they both look like they doing good though. Like Drake and Nicki, I don't look like they, you know what I'm saying?
They're doing great.
I think Nicki fell off. I think she can't rap anymore.
Well, numbers wise, she didn't, you know. But
I guess people still supporting White Cast music. Yeah. But that's just my thought on that.
That's 2017 for you,
man. Because she definitely.
Yeah, I had a something else for music, man. I've been having this debate, and I really don't understand, like, why it is even a debate. Because first and foremost, let me say this. Jay-Z is my favorite rapper.
Okay.
But I feel like Illmatic is the best hip-hop album of all time. And I had a debate with Kevin last week. I don't know if Aaron was in there for
so
that.
No, I wasn't. But what did he put over Illmatic?
He was saying shit like the Marshall Mathers EP, the Blue
No.
Parent. What else? He was saying a bunch of shit, bro. He was saying like 50 Cent's first album. I'm like, bro, what?
I mean, I don't want to start a whole another debate on top of that, because you know, I mean, obviously,
I know you're gonna say some Wayne shit.
I'm just trying to get the albums that he said so I can compare. I don't know if I put that Marshall Mathers over it.
Nah, me either.
Blueprint, that's a hard one. I don't think I put Blueprint over that either.
He was saying
my favorite Jay-Z album is American Gangster, but I don't think that's the best album that he had.
See, my favorite one is probably a tie between the Black Album and Blueprint too.
See, I think Black Album is better than all the Blueprints.
Nah.
Yeah, Black Album is better than every Blueprint film.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm a Really No Doubt type of guy.
That's why you said Black Album first.
I fuck with Black Album heavy, bro, but I'm not saying it's better than both of the better than the first one, yeah. The second one, no. No, I can't give you that one, bro.
Mm-mm. I'm gonna go with the Blueprints over the Black Album for sure. I think that sequence is phenomenal.
Are you saying Illmatic better than every Jay-Z album? That's what you're sticking with.
Yes.
He did tell a story backwards, which I've never seen a rapper do.
Yeah. As far as like storytelling throughout a whole album and every track is a banger damn near, he's the first one to do that for real, bro.
Yeah.
And I know people try to use the argument for like, oh, when it came out, it wasn't all that. No, bro. It's timeless. Niggas don't want to admit it because niggas like to hate on Nas, but it's timeless, bro.
I mean, if we being real, I just think Nas is a better rapper than Jay-Z, period. But
he is.
You know, that's just a whole other conversation right there, too.
Yeah, he is.
That's everybody going to hate me for that.
But he is. You know? Yeah.
Sorry, listeners, but yeah, I mean, I'm picking a Nas verse before a Jay-Z verse. He's ripping it every time.
Yeah. That's just something I wanted to add in, man, because I've been meaning to have that conversation for a while.
I think if we're going to talk about 90s hip-hop, I think Mobb Deep definitely has to be in this conversation.
Definitely so.
About the storytelling. The lyrically content from East Coast rap is really unmatched. It's just so much good hip hop out there, man.
Shit, lyrical content from 90s East Coast hip hop. You got the Redman in there too.
I was about to say Redman.
It's so many of them. So many of them.
Yes. Yeah, most.
You want to? Hey, y'all might kill me for this. I think I told you this some weeks ago, Jalen, when I first heard it. But I was super late on hearing How to Roll a Blunt. Dog.
For real.
Dog, that song is cold.
You did say that. I remember it. It's gonna make me know. Yeah. He's nice, bro.
Dude.
He's nice. Because that's when I was singing the story when I was in the airport with JJ, and I seen this nigga walk past me, bro, and I couldn't say shit because JJ was crying.
Yep. Yeah. You tell me. He probably like, this nigga with this kid, man.
No, also, too, one more thing for music, man, I wanted to say. I don't know if you're familiar with that song Crew by Goldlink, right?
For sure.
I don't know, Aaron, have you heard it?
Don't mess with Goldlink.
You don't fuck with Goldlink?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I know that's him.
Yeah, his album is nice, bro. You might
that song is not bad when I heard that. Is that Shot Glizzy on there, ain't he?
Yeah, Shot Glizzy feature.
Yeah. Yep. He took that song to a new level. A
longer.
Yeah. And I think he's from DC, ain't he?
Yeah, he's from the DMV area. Yep.
Yeah, I fuck with him, bro. I like his.
Goldlink, he got some bars, man. His music is like on a different like sound wave.
Yeah,
it makes him like stick out.
Yeah,
I fuck with Goldlink for sure.
Yeah, Goldlink is nice
for sure, man.
Goldlink is definitely nice, man. Aaron, you got anything else for music?
Nah, I think we covered all that. It's not really much going on right now.
Okay.
Should I get that? Y'all talked about that. He said Ferg and stuff. It's my first time on the podcast.
I don't think we talked about Ferg. I haven't listened to Ferg's album yet, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. Is it nice?
I'm hearing some good things, and I'm so surprised.
I fuck with ASAP Ferg. I fuck with all the ASAP Mobs. Like, all of them can just rap. They got bars. They can just just rap. They don't need no hook. They just can just get in the studio and just straight rap. I think that's more so East Coast style. Mm-hmm. Just get in the studio and just rap.
I think it's more so catchy because... I mean, in my opinion,
they be on that wavy, because they Harlem niggas, so they be on that wavy rap. You know what I'm saying? Like they, you know, talking about the clothes and the hoes and being, you know.
Yeah, they know how to stay, keep up with the Joneses, you know. Yeah.
So. I mean, ASAP talking about if, on the album, if he see Rihanna, he gonna eat it like it, like it's like a full course meal or something like that. I can't. Wow. This nigga on there talking heavy shit, and it's coming through, man. That song playing, Jane. Banger.
So is this new Ferg album? Is this better than what was that, Trap Lord? Cause Trap Lord is my shit.
That was a good album. That was a good album. I don't know. I mean, you know, everybody on when it kind of like artists and their albums. Mm-hmm. I don't like really comparing because I know it's like different stages in their career because they could have experienced something different from 2013 when Trap Lord mm-hmm. came out to like now 2017. So you know, like, yeah. I think for the time being, you know, for right now 2017 is good. It's really good. But you know, when Trap Lord came out, banging. Mm-hmm. So it's people compare so much nowadays. It's just mm-hmm. like it's appreciate every individual project for what it is. Mm-hmm.
I always had those expectations like before.
Yeah, man. I'm just like, let the artist like grow into a different type of form.
And that's what I be saying song. About Wayne. It's like they expect him to be that 07 Wayne. It's not like that no more.
No, we can't. Times change, so why can't he?
Yeah.
So. But Trap Lord was a good album, though. That was a good album.
Yeah. I think we got music.
If you want to check that Ferg out, on to gaming. Destiny 2 dropped.
I don't know shit about this shit. Yeah,
Sally, you said, not?
You don't play games?
No, man. I used to play Madden Online for real back in the day when we was in high school.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Man, I used to be on that shit heavy, but man, I couldn't afford it no more, man. I'm poor. My income ain't going up, but expenses are. I got rent and shit on the DMV. I'm paying a stack for my rent.
Oh, man. God bless
you. I can't afford this shit, man.
God bless you.
So, man, I just had to, you know, shit, let it go, man.
Well, Destiny is definitely probably top five most popular titles of the year.
You said most hype beats?
Or that, I mean, Halo 6 type shit. I mean, all right, let me stop.
Halo
but anyway,
remix. Halo remix with new new characters, with the same.
Nah,
gameplay,
but
so.
But the Destiny fans are loving it, man. It's so lit to them. It don't make no sense. This is a big. I mean, it just depends on your preferences. I'm not really.
We've had this conversation before, bro.
Yeah.
And it's majority on because if you notice, bro, on Xbox, like now we see niggas playing it. But
yeah,
Destiny's real fan base is on PlayStation.
I agree.
Because they didn't have Halo.
Definitely, PS4 is definitely selling more copies than Xbox.
Yeah.
And it's like, at this point, it's like, can you just make that another exclusive?
But then it's going
to... Why are you going
to... If that becomes an exclusive, bro, it can't be respected because...
It won't become
it's
an
Halo.
Exclusive. Yeah. Yeah.
This is Halo, so that's why I don't...
It'll create too much competition.
Yeah, that's why, I don't know, I just don't really see the hype, man. I don't.
I played the beta, the game is not my type, but hey, go cop that, Destiny 2. 3 months down the line, are you going to need the expansion, my nigga, or you ain't going to be able to
exactly.
play.
Yeah, that's going to be another $60 for a whole other game, but the same game.
35.
Ooh, that shit expensive, boy.
Well, no, Aaron, remember what they did last year? Well, not last year, but the last, with the Destiny 1. But they came out with a game that wasn't even fucking complete. And then they came out with a story mode for $60. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, the expansion right now is $35. I imagine it'll go up when the expansion comes out.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm cool. And more gaming news. The NBA 2K18, the prelude came out. That's where you get the... And I was disappointed. Live had a better demo.
You agree?
NBA Live had a better demo.
Well, NBA, okay, let me correct you on that. NBA Live had a more lengthy demo. Pissed everybody off because it was so short. 2K is still the better game, so I'm going to say that's the better demo.
Live had a better demo, bro. And Live's gameplay is actually pretty decent. Yeah, it is, bro. First of all, I see why 2K went to this new system to where you don't have to fucking play my player games to get your guy up because that fucking storyline is corny as fuck. First of all, how do you go from being a former DJ to playing some bullshit ass N1 tournament to fucking
Hey, you know what that remind me of? That, instead of N1, you know what that remind me of? What movie you think? Think about it. 3-on-3.
Above
the rim, yeah.
That wasn't 3-on-3 tournament though.
It was 2-on-2, but still same. Look at the jerseys.
Oh yeah. That's right.
The jerseys, the football court, everything. I just was thinking above the rim the whole time.
But no, and then like you go to and then after you're done with the games, the team that you pick, the scout just happens to fucking be there. You're fucking DJ, right? Like, no, bro. And then you go into your house, and then it's this fucking random ass Asian chick with ADHD who's just fucking talking in circles and hyper.
Yeah, I was like, man, what's up with this Asian chick? I know this ain't supposed to be this nigga girl. But, I mean, in my opinion, though, it's all about when it comes down to gameplay. And not only gameplay do they got that down packed this year, the gameplay is a lot more smoother, a lot better. But that face scan finally got it on point. The face scan is on point. It looked exactly like me. It looked exactly like you.
Yeah.
The rest of the game. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Face game was lit. And I will say the gameplay, like playing the game, was, like you said, very, very smooth. And It's like they're making improvements, man. I fuck with it. Friday can't come soon enough, bro. But the prelude was trash, though, as far as just like how long it was, bro. For it
right, we can't have those expectations because 2 years ago there wasn't a prelude.
Yeah, there was a demo. There was demos.
There was 2K demos 2 years ago.
The last 2K demo that came out was 2K.
Like 2K11, 12. It wasn't on the one.
No, it was like 13. Yeah, it went on the one. Yeah, they stopped doing it for the one.
Right. So we got to.
But
grateful,
I mean,
yeah.
Like, hold up.
Be grateful.
There wasn't a prelude for 16.
No, 17 was the first prelude.
No, 16 was the first year that we could get the game early.
That's what I'll probably was. Get it early. Yeah. Early tip off. Yeah.
Oh, no. Matter of fact, that was 15. That was 15. 15 was the first year they had early tip off.
Yeah, one of them times. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's cool, bro. But I mean, at least fucking.
But yes,
they had colleges.
Okay, the prelude was linkier, was more linkier last season. And we had those expectations coming in this time. And no, we ain't going through to play college and all that stuff like that. I think it was 8 total games at a prelude, if you include high school and college.
This time we played, what, like 5 or 6, including the scrimmages?
I think you played, yeah. Oh, well, you know, some people didn't even get to play that because I was online the same time that Kev was. Shout out to Cap. We was online the same exact time. And do you know when you get to the practice gym, did you play 3 games or 2?
I played 2.
Yeah, I played 3 because – all right, so you know when you play the bench, right? And you play the starters, right?
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, you played the bench twice. Did you play the starters?
I played the bench once, and I played the starters once. And I lost. I won against the bench, and I lost against the starters.
I played 2 bench games, and then he was like, okay, now it's time to play against the starters. And then they dang near said, like, he dang near said, it's not official yet, but I think you got a spot on this team. But yeah, Kevin's situation... Yeah, Kevin, I guess he told him, he's like, we'll call you. He hit Kevin with the we'll call you.
Really?
Yeah, he was upset about that.
Cause that nigga,
I don't know if
that'll
take effect.
You know Kevin's play style.
Shot creator, dribble. Hey, he be getting in there, though. But,
hey, I'm talking about Kevin Lord, right?
Yeah.
That's my nigga. Shout out to Kevin Lord, man. Shout out to Kevin Lord. Hope he hears this.
That Fresco's still on iTunes. Y'all need to go cop. Yes.
It's on my... On my iTunes, that's a good album, man. Yeah. He came a long way, man. He has come a long way. He's to send me a lot of music, man. I would like, okay, I ain't feeling that, but I'm feeling this.
Yeah.
Keep that hook right there.
Yeah. And he can take constructive criticism.
That's a cool dude, man. That's a cool dude. Shout out to him.
Definitely got that Fresco, man. Anything else for gaming, bro?
No, I think we got it.
Oh, I almost forgot. Live 18 from my live people out there, man.
Jesus.
Live 18, access is out right now. If you want to try it out, test that shit out, play that shit.
Yeah, you know, just something to play until 2K comes out type shit.
I'm getting both games because live is only fucking $40. You can't beat that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you'll play it for about
and they're coming out the same day 2K is coming out, bro.
Sorry. Which is exactly why Live will fail.
That's showing me they have balls, bro. I like that.
Right, they got balls, all right. That's crazy.
Oh, man. Is there anything else we gave it, bro?
It's crazy they didn't do that. I don't got nothing else. Not no Live.
All right. Sports, man. We're going to jump right into it. NFL season has started today. The only game that matters was just played. The Dallas Cowboys just obliterated the fucking New York Giants.
The Giants didn't have – with Odell, you can tell he wasn't on that field.
Exactly. They are nothing.
He was looking lost.
Eli was struggling.
Yeah, Eli was looking lost. Struggling, too. You know,
he beat mediocre sometime, man.
Yeah, I love
when they had that. They had that drive where they could have got some life, but that 68-yard drive, but them niggas got that Cowboy defense was demolishing them.
Bro, you know, I like what I'm seeing from the Cowboys defense, bro. I was a little bit scared with them young DBs out there, but they showed their ass.
Even though, let me point this out, though. Janoris Jenkins damn near locked Dez up.
He did. He was getting his head, too.
Yeah.
He was getting his head, too. He was getting his head.
But other than that, you know, that's what the Cowboys, that's why they're so deadly. All them offensive weapons. Like, Dez ain't working. We just going to keep handing this bitch to Zeke. He had 106 yards, I think. Mm-hmm. 106 yards at a touchdown. Jason Witten was doing his
receiving thing. Yard record.
Yep. Cole Beasley had that catch. Beautiful.
Better than Odell's catch. Fuck the Giants.
I don't know about better. No deals.
No,
he caught it on the back of his jersey. He caught it on the back of his jersey and kept his feet in bounds, bro.
You are a bias.
Odell had pass interference, though. He had to break somebody off of him.
Prayers go out to the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, man. Yeah, they fucking suck. I don't get why Colts fans think they can talk shit to me about the Cowboys, bro. Like, what?
I mean, because the Cowboys always ain't been good, though, man. Y'all had Tony Romo getting hurt every damn season.
Not only getting hurt, but he wants to do fake field goals and shit like that when T.O. had a chance to win a Super Bowl.
Why are you talking about shit? Why are you talking about old shit? We talking about right now, bro.
Hey, that's what we're saying. they could say something, but now the Andrew Luck, the coach, Chuck, you know, Pagano on that.
Oh, it's trouble in Indianapolis.
He don't know who they're playing.
This is well overdue. This should have been done in the Patriots game.
Yeah.
Some of the little Giants play.
Fumbleruski.
Yeah, that shit was stupid. I don't know what the hell that shit was.
Yeah, we had some players looking good. I cannot believe the Lions beat the Cardinals. Like, and the Cardinals fans out here is salty.
Yeah, man. Who else got their ass beat today? You want to know a game that was a good game? The fucking Falcons and Bears game. That was a good ass game.
I couldn't even watch every game because I was running around and stuff. But man, you know, I got Reds on, so I seen a little bit of everything. But what's the name? Carson Palmer, 3 interceptions. Like, it was a lot of good quarterbacks that threw some picks. Mm-hmm.
The Redskins got their ass beat today, too.
Oh, you seen Tom Savage got benched in the third quarter. Deshaun Watson is officially the starter of the Houston team.
That should have been it going into week one. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking, bro. Like, if it was that easy to bench him, he should have been the starter. That's all I'm saying.
True.
Yeah.
So I hear that. I see that y'all ain't boycotting the NFL.
That wasn't even a thought. That wasn't even a consideration.
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. Because I had to sit back and do the math, bro. Boycott NFL means not buying any products. And I'm sorry, bro. I'm a Madden crackhead. So once I realized that, I was like, damn, man.
I mean, only reason why I'm boycotting it, I ain't even got cable.
Hey, hold on. It's 2017, Femo. I don't have cable either, but I got a Fire Stick. I got Sunday Ticket. You know what I mean? You got streaming devices, man. Who needs a cable box?
You have not changed since high school.
No, sir.
Bro, I was definitely just watching this Cowboys game on the NBC Sports app on my Xbox. So there's, I don't have cable either. Right, internet.
Boy, free. Well, that Sunday ticket ain't free. It's a little costly. They want $70 a month for that, man.
To watch every NFL game?
That's the thing. You can watch every NFL game. But that's 70 a month for, you know, if you ain't got no cable. You know, they include them with cable packages and shit. So,
yeah.
But what I'm looking forward to is that Monday night football tomorrow. I'm so torn. I am so torn. The Saints and the Vikings. And you know I'm torn, right?
Oh,
you know
shit.
I'm torn.
AP.
I don't know who I want to win. It's going to be I want the Vikings to win first.
Yeah.
But Saints is always my second because, you know, my dog AP. It don't work like that with LeBron. You know, LeBron over everything when it comes to NBA. Mm-hmm. Wherever he goes, I go. But as far as the Saints, I got to, I mean, got to root for my boy AP in any other situation, though, other than this. But I'm sorry, AP, you got to go down tomorrow, but my boy's got to take that. We got to start off strong.
Man.
The Lions have won every season opener since 2006.
Are they in Minnesota or are they in New Orleans tomorrow?
I'm sorry, every season opener at home. They're in, I believe, they're in Minnesota. Let me confirm that real quick. So the Saints play. Yep, they're at the Vikings.
Okay, yeah, they're in Minnesota. Isn't there two games tomorrow night?
I believe it's the no. I just see that one.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of the analysts have the Vikings picking it. You know, they got them at 64% probability.
Yeah. It was a lot of good games on today, man. Definitely glad football's back. We can talk about college football just a little bit, man. Not like the whole spectrum, but. I saw fucking Notre Dame. Notre Dame got beat by Georgia.
USC is looking great.
Yeah, and Ohio State got beat by Oklahoma. I had a feeling Ohio State wasn't really on it this year, though, because they never almost got beat by
Iowa. They saying JT whack.
We'll see. It's still the beginning. It's still the beginning.
Yeah.
By the time the playoff system come around, they may forget about that whole game with – you know, with Oklahoma for real. They might say their schedule was harder and shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I definitely want Ohio State to stay in the race just so they can get that rematch with Oklahoma because of what Oklahoma's quarterback did at the end of the game when he took the Oklahoma flag.
Oh, man. Yeah. That was disrespectful, yes. Bro.
Very fucking disrespectful.
Only a white person can do that. Only a white person could do that. If that was black, dude, they would have been like, oh, this cocky ass nigga. That's crazy.
This black man, this nigger.
Name would have been slandered everywhere. Off.
Man. But y'all hear about Oklahoma during the offseason that their quarterback got into like he was like drunk or something and he got arrested.
Quarterback?
Y'all hear about that? Yeah, y'all hear about that?
I didn't. I heard about Mixon.
I saw it on E60. Before my cable cut off, before I turned that shit off, man, I watch E60 every Sunday, uh-huh. And they talked about that shit, man.
Oh, wow.
What's that nigga name?
I forget his name, bro. I'm not going to lie. I don't really keep up with their names until they make it to the league. But
Baker Mayfield. That's okay. His name. Yeah, that's he. Yeah, he got in trouble with the law sometime. Trouble with the law, you know. Google our best friend.
That's crazy. Was it just like a DUI type shit?
I think so, yeah, man. It's just on some dumb shit. He tried to like run from the cops too. He didn't get shot though, obviously.
Like you said, only a white person can do that.
Bruh. He on some other shit, man.
Let that be Ohio State's quarterback.
Man. Don't make damn sense, boy.
We can talk about the NBA a little bit, man. Just more on this trade with Kyrie. I know it's I know it's like officially now. Kyrie Irving looks like a child molester with his beard cut off in that Celtics jersey.
Man, I seen that on his snap, man.
What the hell?
All kind of change, man.
What else? The Cavaliers definitely got better, I think. Because we're getting Isaiah Thomas. And I heard an interesting theory that I wouldn't mind, actually, when I think about it. I heard somebody say
DeMarcus Cousins.
No. Not even that. I'm talking about just with the team we have now. I heard somebody say start Rose and have IT come off the bench.
No.
Mm-mm.
Nah. Why not, bro? You know how much firepower that would be off the bench, bro, as far as being a scorer?
Yeah, but we need that production coming out. Like, I could see if their numbers wasn't far off, but IT's production is way more advanced than Derrick Rose's now.
You can get him starting Rose minutes, just not
and that increases.
Just have him run with a second team.
I feel you, but it just won't work that way.
Can his knees even sustain being a starter?
That's what I'm saying. That increases his chance of injury. He did, which is the most he's ever played.
He had a good season. Let's not. No, bro, come on, y'all got Rose fucked up. He had a good season last year, y'all.
Sure. What, 17 points a game? I guess that was
yeah,
decent.
That's not bad. Yeah,
for his caliber.
Yeah, that's not.
But
bad.
But that wasn't decent for a former MVP, which is why he was on the bench.
It's not. Come on, y'all. It's not the same D Rose, y'all. Come on.
I've never seen
an
MVP decline that much. But
yeah, bro, he fucking damn near. His knees are damn near gone. He's even saying
that's what we saying though.
Well, I'm saying that's not bad for a nigga whose knees are damn near gone, averaging 17 points a game.
Guess what? Derrick Rose is still providing more firepower than a lot of other people off the bench. So regardless, Cleveland's gonna have that firepower. It's just still throughout all this trade, it's not enough for Golden State. I'm gonna just keep it real right there. I'm a fan of LeBron. Everybody knows. This is not enough. No, we need that Cousins trade more than you think.
Golden State too stacked, man. They bench,
too
man.
Stacked.
That's
man,
an extra defender, stacked. Though, bro.
They third unit is amazing.
It's just another nigga that's gonna get busted by KD.
No, bro. KD's. I don't feel, bro. I do not feel so. Not a bit, bro. I believe in Jay Crowder's defense.
Okay, we'll win two
Hell
games,
no.
finals, maybe three.
KD gonna
eat. I tried that last season.
That was just legitly
KD's gay. Let's just keep it real. There's nothing that nobody can do about this anymore unless they split up. Or unless somebody lines up with them for superstars. You know, I hate calling Draymond Green a superstar. I hate that man with a passion. But anyway.
Man, Draymond Green brings so much energy, man. I want him on my team.
I hate him, man.
I hate
that
dude. I can't
stand
him either, bro. Because
he's talking
was
so
team,
crazy.
Yeah.
I want him on my team.
He be talking crazy like he's the star.
Yeah, because if he wasn't on the Warriors, bro, he wouldn't.
I swear to God, if Draymond was on the Trailblazers, he'd get in his ass. But
he's on the he said Draymond Green was on the Trailblazers.
Yeah, any Trailblazers, Clippers, Grizzlies, any of that shit, he'd get in his ass bust. One on one with LeBron.
It's all about the system that you're in, man. All about the system.
Yeah, he's so happy he's on that team right now. And
yeah,
he just be smiling. It's like they're not breaking up anytime soon. Let's just say
I wouldn't. I'm trying to win all day, every day.
And KD's so gay for that. It's like, wow.
I fuck with KD.
I just hope some miracle happens where Russell and Paul George can upset them, but I know that's not happening.
PG? He ain't no superstar.
He's just a high caliber all star. That's all I would consider.
He inconsistent,
yeah,
man.
Very high caliber. Very high caliber all star. That's all.
Granted, he ain't had no help in Indiana whatsoever.
And now Indiana, oh my God. I'm horrible. Sorry for Pacer fans. Like, who is your star player? Miles Turner? Miles Turner's the best player on the Pacers? That's crazy.
Hey let me not talk. Justin Sanders, man, that's my nigga, man. He a Pacers fan, Colts fan. I gotta give him a shout out. So he'll hold it down, man. He gonna pray for him.
I was watching you know, like they show like those early videos of people playing like 2K early and shit. And you know on 2K, like when you're picking a team and like a star player shows up for each team, somebody went past the Pacers and it was Miles Turner.
Oh my God. I'm scared to look at the overall. My fucking 29th overall.
I fuck with the Pacers heavy too, but man, we gonna get some cheap ass tickets though.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I can't wait till LeBron come to town.
Man, that's why I'm loving it out here, boy. Suns tickets gonna be cheap for a minute.
Hey, it almost wasn't, bro, when they was talking about sending Kyrie there.
Oh my God.
How would that even work? Like, who else would he be hooping with?
Shit, yeah, it would have been like a 3-team trade in that case.
Because
like,
Stallion. Right?
Yeah, because it was like the main thing was him talking about he wanted to have his own team, which I guess you can say now that's the situation in Boston because I didn't really think that's his team over Gordon Hayward. He's a bigger star than he is.
Of course, yeah, no questions.
But yeah, the
they'll
main,
just
the
be
deal.
Second. They'll just be second. Kyrie will just be second now. I mean, that's basically
that's
what he signed
up
for.
That's why I think that trade was so dumb on Boston's part because it's like, y'all really think Kyrie is this good to get in what y'all gave up?
It's dumb on Kyrie's part. The moment Kyrie announced, I want to be traded, you're basically saying, I want to be second. Because you know, you really think you're going to beat LeBron? You're going to run into him. You better just pray that another team miraculously beats him because they won't beat Boston. And it won't be nobody else in the East. That's just dead right there.
Man, I don't think I have anything else. You have anything else for sports?
I think we got it, man. I think that's it.
Shit, I think that's a wrap, bro. Aristotle, bro, I appreciate you for coming on the show, bro.
No worries, man. I'm glad I can get a few thoughts off. No worries, man. Oh, no worries, man. I'm just here to...
You wanna give your social medias real quick?
Yeah, man. I can follow me on Twitter at Stottle_9. Instagram at Stottle9. I tweet all politics. Some people say my Twitter is very serious. I don't shy away from it no more. All I tweet about politics, social justice, inequalities, and I take pictures of my nice outfits and my shoes on Instagram.
I was going to ask you real quick.
I read books, and I like black women. That's me.
Hey.
Bro, I saw something on...
Y'all know me, Aware Man, White Huncho on everything. Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. WON_HUNCHO. Get at me.
All right, quick question. I don't mean to cut you off. Aristotle, bro, I saw something on... I want to say it was Facebook or Twitter. They're talking about making a Tamir Rice movie. Hello, y'all hear me?
Oh man, I think I saw that too. I think it'd be nice, man. I think you got to get these stories out because this has been happening for a long time.
A long time.
Of course, now they say it's now recorded, and people see this traumatic experience, and it's kind of equated to like a civil rights movement, like Martin Luther King. They put themselves in the limelight so they could see themselves being struggled on camera so people can have empathetic values and, you know, responses. We'll see, man. I'd hope people, you know, you got to keep these stories alive, keep these people alive, because once they die for real, you know, it'll happen again and you'll get more upset, and we'll see where it goes.
I'm all for the live videos, the recordings and all that. We got to make these people physically see what's going on.
Yeah, I mean,
definitely.
It's really sad that we got to do that for humanity to be happening in America. Like, you know, we all human beings.
But you know what? You want to know what's sad? When they're scrolling, they see those type of headlines. Oh, they clicking that. They skipping all the positive stuff. They clicking that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, so I don't want it to be a reinforcement. Like, maybe they deserve that. You know, maybe something is physically wrong with black people. Because I know, like, when people look at like inequalities with like sentencing reform, but like with black people in, you know, mass incarceration, they might think they don't. Black people deserve
it's
these
not
hard
even
sentences.
Wrong. We were wiped of our cultures, so we were just fucked from then. So I wouldn't put it all on us, but it's on us to change it. So we just stuck in this situation.
Hey man, and fuck Cleveland, especially the police department for, you know, today's game. They didn't lock force. They didn't lock arms with players doing the national anthem. Fuck Cleveland, man. They killed, you know, Tamir Rice, man. That shit crazy, man.
It's really fucked up.
Man.
Being black, man, it's tough, but it's beautiful at the same time.
Yeah. Beauty in the struggle.
Man.
Everybody follow me on Twitter at McFlyManly. Same thing for Instagram. And Snapchat, JManly16. I will drop the show, social medias, and the intro. And I think, that's it. That's it, man. I thank everybody for listening. School Days Podcast, episode 25. And we will see y'all next week.